Hello and welcome to the Story Pilgrim podcast, Altborn and my cousin Hayley. Now, if you found yourself here by chance, then please go ahead and follow this podcast, like it, review it, listen to all the other episodes, and share it with your friends. Please and thank you. We also do have a blog. If you go to storypilgrim.com and click on the blog link, and then you'll finally find on our website a way to sign up to our newsletter. You will not be disappointed. I promise. Now, my cousin Hayley, my mum's sister's middle child. I mean, that's how people normally are classed as your cousin. Well, she's younger than me. I've known her all my life, but we never really have spent much time together outside of family gatherings. We both have a love for the outdoors and hiking, so we thought it would be great to meet up. Now, why Altborn? Well, it's about halfway between us, so we use that as our base for the day, and we headed out to get to know each other even better. Now, Hayley is a serious hiker, and she's been to... Well, let's just listen in and you'll find out.
Tell me about Nepal then. When was it you were there?
So we decided to go in 2017, having watched Everest at the cinema.
So that was the inspiration?
Well, yes and no. I was a bit concerned because I hate camping, and I thought if it's a case of walking, camping,
yeah.
I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Despite actually what it's got to offer. But I picked up a brochure in one of the travel agents, started reading about it, and you stay in tea houses,
okay.
Which essentially is just a building made of plywood,
yeah.
But it's not a tent.
Right.
And it'll have a basin.
And stove and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. You can get your food and everything there. So that was it. It was like, right, let's do it. Let's book it up and go. So yeah, didn't really know what to expect, and when we talk about toilet experiences, squatty toilets,
yeah
but you soon adapt. And
were they all unisex?
Yes. But yeah, we flew into Kathmandu, and again, you know, the culture shock of getting off that plane straight out into the dusty streets,
yeah,
and you've got people looking for your business just to taxi you into Tamal,
yeah,
which is the area of Kathmandu that the trekkers go to.
It's quite big, isn't it, Kathmandu?
It is, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So one area you can visit is the Monkey Temple, and
okay,
it's quite high up, and you can just look at how Kathmandu sits in that valley,
yeah,
how fast it is, and that dust that sort of settles over it.
Yeah.
So yeah, again, that was amazing. But yeah, we sort of attached some days on at the start and some days at the end, so we could still enjoy Kathmandu when we'd come back from the trek.
So was it like an organised trek? Was it like,
yeah,
this is your itinerary and this is what you'll do?
Absolutely, yeah. So we worked with a company called Intrepid, and I think they have about 12 people on each of their tours.
Okay.
Very well organised. It's an Australian company.
Uh-huh.
And they like to put, you know, things back into the environment. So we did litter picks along the trek and things like that, which I thought was quite a nice little touch.
Yeah, that's really cool.
But yeah, so you get given your main guide, Raj. Was it Raj? I can't remember now.
Okay.
And then you have four Sherpas. One Sherpa will carry an oxygen tank on his back, which weighed an absolute ton.
Wow.
And then you've got other Sherpas, because of course 12 people are all going to have different walking abilities, and then you'll get to certain altitude and some people will struggle more than others.
Yeah.
So there'll always be a Sherpa close by to keep an eye on you.
Okay. And how far are you trekking each day?
Anywhere between 7 to 12 miles.
Okay.
So we flew into Lukla, which is one of the world's most dangerous airports.
Okay.
Because it's just...
Is that on a small plane?
Yeah, one of those little...
Was that quite fun or was it frightening?
Oh no, I love it.
Did you?
I got the front seat right behind the...
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I could see straight through.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And they've got the little barometers or whatever they are.
Yeah.
Going pull up because they were so close to the mountains. But they weren't, it's just obviously there.
It's just the standard.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's saying.
Yeah. But, okay. Oh no, anything like that. Absolutely love it. And then when we landed, you've just got this little strip in front of you and a mountain.
Wow.
So, yeah.
And how long was that flight?
40 minutes, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
But you're covering a fair distance, I would imagine, in that time.
Yeah.
Okay. And is that like quite a big altitude change from Kathmandu up to there?
Kathmandu actually sits at 1500 meters, I think.
Okay.
Anyway, so the crisp packets are all ballooned.
Okay,
and
yeah.
So actually you can feel a little bit in Kathmandu.
Yeah.
And then we flew to Lukla and then walked from Lukla to Fat Thing, which
to
is
what?
Fat Thing.
Okay. So it's a Fat Thing. So we went to, what's this Fat Thing? Okay.
And that was at 2,650 metres.
Oh wow, okay.
Yeah.
Oh wow, that's quite a big, that is a big change then.
Yeah.
Okay, and then, so then you're trekking up to,
yeah.
So was it up to base camp that you went up to?
Up to base camp, so we...
So we should say that's base camp of?
Everest.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So yeah, we then went from Fat Thing to Namche Bazaar. Namche Bazaar is quite a popular place. Again, it's like a little town in its own little right on the side of the mountain. We stayed there for 2 nights to acclimatise.
Okay.
And people could get helicoptered in there. There's like a little helicopter pad. But there's a museum for Tenzing and Hillary.
Yeah.
So the guys that went up to Everest and
yeah.
lost their lives and whatever. There's like this memorial and museum, which was really fascinating.
I bet.
So we did that the one day just to acclimatise really, and then went back down to Namche Bazaar. But Namche Bazaar's sort of made up of Irish bars.
Really?
There's like cows sat outside the Irish bar.
Okay.
And then you've got like little bakeries and shops just selling like yak bowls and poles and, you know, outdoor gear generally. So.
Yeah.
But beautiful, beautiful little village.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed that.
What time of year was this?
October.
Okay.
So we didn't have any rain. The weather was perfect.
Okay.
When we came back down, we did have a bit of snow.
Right.
But, you know, we couldn't have asked for better weather.
Yeah, yeah. Did you stay at base camp then?
So we... place called Gorik Shep just before you get to base camp.
Yeah.
And it's made up of like 3 tea houses.
Okay.
So that's like the last place you can stay in a tea house.
Yeah.
And then you walk to base camp and then we stayed in Gorik Shep. So as you can imagine, because of how far away it is from civilization, it wasn't a very nice place.
Right.
It was a
sure.
bit...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very basic. And
what was it like being there? What, like?
So at that point, that was the highest we'd slept, and our lead guide said...
the wind is really bad. So yeah, go on. Yeah, I should be able to try and figure it out. It's really... There you go, if I'd...
It stops blurring it.
It is, it's like, it's really windy. Maybe when we get down over here,
yeah,
it'll drop down.
It might not be so bad.
Like that.
Yeah.
Then it means you're going to come right in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
So our lead guide said, look, if you have problems sleeping, try and open the window, but it had frozen solid, so that wasn't anything that we could do. But just sit up and try and breathe.
Okay.
And I really struggled. I was like, and then you panic because you can't breathe.
Right, that's good.
Yeah, so I did. That night's sleep wasn't the best, but it was only one night, and then we were heading back down again. So
being there, like at the base of this enormous mountain.
Yeah.
Did you sit there and go, oh, I want to go up here? Or
no.
That's all right. I'm all right down here.
Yeah, I'm all right down here. I'm safe. Yeah. Well, as safe as I can be.
Yeah.
But that's proper hardcore mountaineering.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
God, yeah, it's one of the hardest.
And it's nice to see it and picture it and be that close to it.
Yeah.
Obviously, Damon wanted to climb it.
Did he want to go up? Yeah.
But no, there was no, I want to go a bit further.
You were like, I'm quite happy down here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because you stood on a glacier and so it's moving all the time.
Really?
A base camp, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's constantly, like when they go in May to try and summit, you know, they'll be on a different area to what would have been, you know, the year before, for instance, because it's just all shifted.
Oh, it's smooth.
Yeah.
Is it noisy? Is it like making noises?
You can hear creaky noises.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
We did see a little avalanche as well.
Yeah.
On the other side, so that was
wow.
A bonus. But it's just like a moonscape.
Yeah.
The grounding and what you'd stood on and what you see is phenomenal.
I bet. I mean, is it... There can't be that many people that have actually been there. So do you get that sense of like, this is something quite special?
Yeah,
like, but also the nature around it. Is it, I mean, like you're here, right? We have this, I just love being out in nature. But there, it's like, it's quite brutal, isn't it? It's
yeah.
Like, it's like, but is it as awe-inspiring kind of thing?
It is, you know, you go through wooded areas, you see waterfalls and the donkeys, and then you come out of that into this like moonscape where you've got like the dead trees and then trees that no longer exist because they can't because of the altitude.
Yeah.
But you've still got birds singing and, you know, you walk through these little villages with these little kids and they're all so happy to see a human being, you know?
Really? Yeah, because there's not many people that go up there.
That's it, yeah.
Okay. Wow, that must have been... And is that like... So that was 2017?
Yeah.
And obviously we've had the pandemic and stuff and what have you. But what do you do after that?
So
you
we...
know, it's like...
Yeah, well, we went back to Nepal this time last year, so May last year, to do the Langtang Trail. So Langtang was another area that had got... struck by the earthquake in 2015, and the whole village had been subjected to this massive avalanche, and a number of lives had been lost.
Oh wow!
And you know, the village just disappeared.
Yeah.
But we went on this walk, and they just bounced back. They're so resilient. You know, they're such hard workers. They've just got back on with their lives. They've rebuilt the villages the best way that they can.
Okay, that's
and,
amazing.
It really is.
Do they get much government help?
Do you know? No, I don't think they do.
Just did it on their own back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Walks in, because some of them are in flip-flops on these trails.
Seriously.
Carrying big, like, snooker tables on their back and TVs and...
Really?
Oh, it's remarkable, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well,
you demanded that they had a snooker table with them that you could take to play.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't be without it, you see.
I need the snooker table. What were they doing carrying a snooker table?
Well, Namche Bazaar, you've got the Irish bar.
Okay.
And the only way they can get it there is on foot.
It's really on foot?
Yeah.
Wow.
So...
What about yaks?
So yaks tend to work higher up. So they'll go to altitude.
Okay.
So they can use yaks, although yaks probably wouldn't be able to carry a snooker table.
Why not?
Because of just how they're built.
Okay.
Like, it probably keeps slipping off or something.
Right, okay.
Amazing experiences that I can only dream of having the luck of taking part in one day. Now, a conversation turned to how did all of this adventure begin? Where did it stem from?
Yeah, that well, makes sense. I suppose, you know, when I look at my roots, Mum and Dad used to take us up Breeden Hill every Sunday.
Right.
Used to come home, no matter what the weather was, all year round, come home, beans on toast.
Yeah.
Light the fire.
Yeah.
With the dog.
Yeah.
And I suppose I've just grown up with it, perhaps.
It's part of, yeah. It's in there, it's ingrained. Is that the same for Damon?
No, not so much. So when we met, because of where he lives, we used to just do a few walks around the Skirrid Mountain, which is just like a mile and a half up and a mile and a half down.
Okay.
But quite, you know, it's got a good climb on it.
Yeah.
We started there, and then Damon really got the bug.
So was that you initially saying, come on, let's get out?
I feel like that there was something there, yeah.
Yeah. And he's now, would you say he's now overtaken you? And
without doubt, yeah, because he's joined Mountain Rescue.
That's right, Mum just said. That's so brilliant. What does that involve?
So it's all voluntary.
Yeah.
And 12 months, he's been trying to get in since before COVID, and then COVID hit and it sort of delayed the process.
Sure.
So he's been in for 12 months.
Okay.
Still on probation. So if we were, say, on the top of the Brecon Beacons now, or the Black Mountains,
yeah,
and a storm came in and we lost all direction, we lost all, you know, GPS,
yeah,
we'd phone 999,
yeah,
ask for the police and just say we're on the top of a mountain and we're lost,
yeah,
and they would then call Mountain Rescue to come and find us,
right,
and rescue us. So people can get stuck on the mountain, you know, if you get injured, fall down, hit your head, you might get stuck on the side of a crag.
Yeah, yeah.
So they can, you know, they've got people who can do all the climbing down the side of a...
The abseiling.
The abseiling, that's right.
But would he... But is he on, like, call then? Does he say, like, okay, yeah, I'm available this weekend. And does he just stay at home? Or is there, like, a place he goes and hangs out?
So he's got an app on his phone.
Right.
And so when they get a call out, the app alarms him.
Yeah.
In fact, after we left Uncle Brian's memorial in November,
yeah,
got in the car, it went off.
Did it? Really?
So we got in the car just in time because it would have alarmed everybody because it's a proper
loud
squeal.
Is it? Oh, wow.
So, and then he pushes a button to say yes, he's going to attend, or no, he's not.
Does it say where it is?
So they'll give them OS locations.
Yeah.
So Damon's got the OS map on his phone, so he just punches that in.
Right.
Secures the phone as like a sat nav.
Yeah.
And then it takes him straight to the rendezvous point then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it can be anywhere really.
Does he have like his kit in the car then? Does he have a specific...
Yeah, so he's got a bag at the bottom of the stairs.
Okay.
He's got his main bag in the van,
yeah,
with all his main kit in. The only thing that we're trying to figure out at the moment is food.
Right.
So,
yeah,
the first few call-outs he had, I was just dishing dinner up, literally, and it went off. So he went out,
yeah,
not knowing how long he was going to be out for, without any food.
Oh, wow.
So... It's getting that part right at the moment, which I'm sure as time goes on.
But yeah, also, you just don't know, do you?
Yeah.
You don't know if that was going to go off at that point, you know.
Yeah.
What's this place called?
Liddington.
Liddington Fort.
Fort, yeah.
So it really is a fort though, isn't it?
It is.
We can't get
Fort
in.
Fort Knox.
It's like just surrounded by barbed wire apart from one gate that we can see it on the other side of the barbed wire. So we'll wander down and see if we can get through this. But yeah, you reckon that is Swindon?
Yeah, definitely.
It's kind of sprawled, isn't it?
It is. It's a metropolis.
Yeah.
Liddington Hill Fort, a late Bronze Age and early Iron Age univalate hill fort, sat on a commanding high point close to the Ridgeway. First occupation dating to the 7th century BC. It's a simple oval bank of earth and would have also been timber on top. A great vantage point and a perfect place for a spot of lunch.
Ah, Monster Munch!
Friends left, do you like Monster Munches?
Yeah, I love them. You've got to have a pickled onion though. No, I'm okay, thanks.
I couldn't find the pickled onions.
What? That's rude.
They just had the sweet and spicy and then... What was the other one? I can't even remember the other
beef? Flavor. Could it have been the beef in the yellow pack?
Yeah, it was the, yeah, beef. Mm. Yeah, the pickled onion ones weren't there.
Do you want to finish tea? Yeah, pickled onion or beef.
That looks a bit, that looks easier if we go around there.
Yeah.
Rather than slide, we're going to slide on out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a bit too precarious, isn't it? Oh, bless him.
Yeah, I haven't had Monster Munch for ages. So, hello.
Damon did a job for a lady and she gave him a big box of Tyrrells.
Really?
So we've been working our way through those. Doesn't take us long because we love crisps.
Okay, what's your...
Would you like some?
No, thanks. I was going to say, what's your sandwich of choice and you've got sushi?
Sushi.
You like to do the fancy stuff.
I thought I'd have a change.
is that usually what you bring? Sushi on your hikes? Where's your chopsticks?
I know, at home.
Are you a big sushi fan?
April? I love sushi, yeah.
Do you?
There's a Yo Sushi in our Tesco's, but it's so expensive.
I was not expecting that.
So this is Tesco's own sushi.
Okay, is it good?
It is, it's really good.
Where have I put... Oh, I know where I've put
it. Do you do sushi much?
No, I don't like sushi. I don't know why it is. I just... Initially, it was the working class man inside me saying, well, you haven't cooked it, so you haven't put any effort into it, so why should I buy... Why should I pay so much money for something that you...
Oh, yeah, it's the only way I know of, yeah. Well, yeah. You're on a hike, are you?
Mm. Yeah, we've just come from Oldbourne.
Oldbourne, St George? St Andrew?
No.
Oldbourne. Oh, you're going that way, are you?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Enjoying it?
Yeah, it's lovely. Nice and rolling, isn't it?
Oh, it definitely is that, yeah.
Yeah.
Where are you based? Are you?
Oh, I'm just from the town. I'm from inside Swindon there.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're out for a Sunday morning stroll.
So that we were debating, that is Swindon. Where's Cirencester?
You won't see it, but you can see the main road going across. It's not well.
It's on
the
other
hills
side.
There, yeah.
And the other side. Yeah. So this is Swindon and then Cirencester.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And then Gloucester, obviously, and onward and that way, yeah.
Right. Lovely. Yeah.
And it's home for you guys?
I'm in Brighton.
Okay.
Yeah, and Hayley's in
Hereford.
Oh, Hereford. All right.
So we kind of met in the middle.
Great stuff. Is this for a weekend or?
Just cousins catching up.
Yeah? I just met a young girl going right, you know, from start to finish the Ridgeway.
Oh, she's doing the Ridgeway?
She's doing the whole thing, yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Okay. How long is that going to take her?
I didn't ask, actually.
You didn't ask?
No, I know a few people that have done it, and I sort of done half of it. I've never gone right up to the other side of Berkshire, up to Windsor that way, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a fair
distance. It's a bit, yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah, she's enjoying it as well, yeah. But it's so wet in here.
I know.
So slippery on the floor.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not very pleasant, is it? This rain. I wish it had just stopped.
Oh, hopefully. So wait, are you staying tonight then? Which way are you heading?
Back to Brighton for me.
Okay. Yeah. All right, okay. Yeah. So if you're trekking out all afternoon, it's gonna be a bit wet, isn't it?
Yeah, no, we can see that rain over there.
Yeah, I'm hiding back to get out of here.
Missing that. Hopefully. Yeah, no, it's lovely. It really is.
Yeah.
Do you come up here often?
Not very often. No, I've had a few problems with a little dog. I normally go to Cirencester and we do the Cotswolds most weekends, you know. Mm-hmm. It's hundreds of walks there, you know. I come up on the Ridgeway occasionally because it's obviously I go to Hereford a lot.
Oh, do you? Yeah.
I've got a sister in Cleonga.
Oh, have you? That's just down the road from me.
Ah, right.
So if you come out of there and head into Hereford at the Tesco roundabout.
I know it.
I'm just off there.
Ah, right. Yeah. Oh, God, probably drove past that many a time.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's been there about 20 years.
So oh, lovely.
Stretch out along there, along the Wyvern, and all around there.
Oh, it's beautiful.
With her, yeah, my sister. Yeah. All right, mate. All right. No, a farmer took a dislike to him and set off with a shotgun.
Oh, oh no.
Yeah, he was a good little dog. He still is, you know. And it's.
Oh no.
We was in the right. We was on the bridle walk, you know. I mean, he just didn't like us there, and he shot it up in the air above us. You can see what he's like now, but that was
very timid. Yeah.
6 months ago, so he's just coming out now.
Aww.
So if I sit and take time, so I normally go with my friends and that, but if I've got to get him out and get him back to it.
Yeah.
It's all right, mate. It's all right. Come on in. Let's
that's
get you going.
It's that's it. Right. Yeah.
We'll enjoy slowly your walk anyway.
Yeah. Thanks.
Bye bye now. Safe journey back.
Take care.
A lovely gentleman and his dog. You never know what's around the corner. Well, Hayley had had her fill of sushi and I was happy with me Monster Munch. As I listened back to the audio from the walk that day, I realised that I had done an awful lot of talking. And so I began to wonder, how did this sound to Hayley? Maybe something like this? I hope that that wasn't the case. We had so much to talk about. We drifted back to an experience Hayley had had in Nepal.
If you're somebody that's going to rip you off of there. That's the biggest thing you hear of all these stories, don't you, of people taking you for a ride. I mean, even when we were in Nepal for the first time, in the book, there's a tour around Kathmandu.
Okay.
So I'm following this, you know, or we'll go down this alley and go down there. And we came to this place where ahead of us was a dentist.
Uh-huh.
And outside the dentist was this wall with people's teeth stuck into it.
Oh, really?
So I'm just reading in the book about it. And this lad comes up by the side of us. I'm a student from Delhi. I can tell you all this, blah, blah, blah. Which he then started to talk to us about this sculpture we were looking at.
Yeah.
Then he took us to a couple of other places and he was really good, really informative. Well,
yeah.
I mean, the thing is, we can only trust what he says. We don't know if it was the truth or not.
Yeah.
But he was really good.
Yeah.
And I said to Dame, are you going to give him a couple of quid for his worries?
Yeah.
This lad goes, oh, no, I'm Hindu. Was it Hindu? I can't accept money off people, but if we go to the shop, if you could buy me and my family some rice and some bits, I'd appreciate it.
Okay.
So that's what we duly did.
Yeah.
And then we walked away and we were like, that was 60 quid.
Oh, really?
Oh. And then when you read some of the Lonely Planet guides, it says you'll get these people who give you this story. So what will happen is he'll go back to that shopkeeper, the shopkeeper will take all of his goods back, and then they'll split the redies.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
So then...
Oh, that's fascinating.
It is.
Okay. I've never heard of that.
No, well, we hadn't. And obviously we were like, oh. And then a little bit later on that day, we stood at a crossroads and this lad comes springing by the side of me. I'm a student from Delhi, and I was like, fuck off, like this at him. You leave me alone. Don't you get near me.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
So you say, where do you say you're off to next?
So we've got a mini trip in April to Cornwall.
Yeah.
Then we've got a week-long trip to Cornwall again in July.
Okay.
So Damon's brother and sister-in-law come over from New York for the summer holidays.
Nice.
And they always book a week in Cornwall because they love it down there.
Okay.
So I met Damon in 2008.
Okay.
And one of the first conversations we had was, he said, oh, I like going skiing. Oh, do you?
Okay.
So then, 2008, I think maybe 2000, I don't think we skied 2009, mm-hmm. because I had a year in the UK where I was going to Gloucester Dry Ski Slope.
Okay, yeah.
Or Tamworth.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're going to Tamworth.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. So we must have been, it must have been 2010 when we went to Italy.
Okay.
Skiing, so 14 years, isn't it? 14, 15 years. Yeah.
You obviously enjoyed it.
It is a bit of fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one of those things, isn't it? There's another kite.
Mm-hmm.
Where Lucy says, oh, go on then.
Yeah.
You've just got to give everything a...
Just give it a go.
Yeah, like... And I just think there's only one way down.
Yeah.
And you'll get down whatever way that might be.
Whether it be one person.
Yeah. But we do enjoy, you know, the après side of it as well. So...
Definitely.
You know, our day consists of getting up, having breakfast, getting on the slope, doing a few runs, having a coffee,
yeah.
doing a few more runs, having lunch.
Yeah.
And then usually I might say, I want to head back now, and then Damon will find a really nice slope and mess around on it.
Yeah.
This year, there's an area where there's three black runs
uh-huh.
and a coffee place right at the bottom. So I said, you go and do all three of those, and I'll stay in this...
enjoying your coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
I'll just watch you from the window.
There you go.
What a very special day with an extraordinary person. And she's my cousin. How lucky am I? From hearing about her adventures abroad to teaching me that you can actually take sushi on a hike and it's okay. There are no rules, only the ones that we make up. A little nod to Oldbourne. It's a quaint village in Wiltshire, made famous by Johnny Morris, Jekyll Adler, and Doctor Who. In 1971, Oldbourne was the filming location for the story The Demons, starring John Pertwee. I highly recommend you pay it a visit. Many thanks to Hayley. I had a great day. The Story Pilgrim was written and produced by me, Darren Hill. The amazing Anya Backer did the original music on the harp. That's Sean the harp. If you'd like to know more about us, please find us on social media. Just search The Story Pilgrim. Have a look on our website, sign up for our newsletter. Keep listening. Buen Camino.